burn the whole thing down. Y'all don't really care about a brother till we burn the whole thing down. Yeah, we about to go to work. Yeah, we about to let it burn like Cyndaquil. Yeah, I bet you will. Tried to skip it, they've been lynching us since Emmett Till. And that's really freaking generous, cause honestly, they have been killing us since we were property. No stopping me from saying how it is. This ain't the Wiz, ain't no easing down the road where we live. That's the biz. We can't go out for a jog or a swim, walk a dog, fall asleep in the car, fall asleep where we live. So we bout to let it burn just like Usher say. They be trying but I do not care what Gusher say. Putting black screens up, make a few bucks. My life isn't marketing, yo, who you think you trying to play? Mom, I liked it better when like nerdy was all fun and stuff. This is really angry, like don't you think you said enough? Well that's freaking tough cause I'm being loud. And the people are not playing with you now. Yeah, you can burn the whole thing down. I don't care if you're uncomfortable, we can burn the whole thing down.
You can burn the whole thing down.
Couldn't care about an AutoZone, you can burn the whole thing down.
Burn it down, down.
Y'all don't really care about a brother till we burn the whole thing down.
Burn it down, 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 down.
Yeah, we about to go to work, yeah, we about to let it burn.
Bro, come on, the youngin's what I'm focused on. I'm so old and golden, I ain't know you was talking about Pokemon. But I'm more like me and nerdy next to a burnt down system with a can full of gas and a handful of matches. I know we ain't miss them. Fame is not my mission. Lanes be so complicit. Watching all the leaders leading, banking on they minions. But we torching up the takers and we giving to survivors. City of liars making black people compliant. Coon Rapids, who are you asking? I'm proof, survive the boom bap trick. Bro, ethics got me laughing at your message. And if Black Lives Matter, you would not get so defensive. We got cops and thieves and robberies and gaslighters. We are not the same, we on the scene, we pass typing. Cause y'all don't care about us, and we ain't come to ask. We just mind our business and then people be so stuck and mad. So pass the gun and mask, and pass the ethanol. Y'all can really kill us for anything, y'all just bend the laws. This ain't performance art, this ain't performative. Saving the racist heteronormative. You can burn the whole thing down.
Yeah, you can burn it all down.
I don't care if you're uncomfortable, we can burn the whole thing down.
You can burn it, burn it, burn it down.
Couldn't care about an AutoZone. You can burn the whole thing down.
Down.
Y'all don't really care about a brother till we burn the whole thing down.
Burn it down.
Yeah, we about to go to work. Yeah, we about to let it burn.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that.
Hey.
All right. My name is DJ. I use they, them pronouns. I'm your agender host.
My name is Brandon. I use he, him pronouns.
And I'm Nadia, and I take she, her pronouns.
All right. So here we are on the Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And this week we actually have Nadia. Nadia is going to do the news weekly for us. So Nadia is a videographer in the movement and holds a lot of different hats. And I'm just so excited to have you come in and help us out. So
thanks, DJ. So I can get started?
Yeah, go ahead. Jump right in.
Awesome. So News Weekly, but really like speaking more to media and media criticism like monthly, honestly, with this case. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a bit about feeding our future, huge pandemic fraud case. Basically at the center of this is Amy Bach. She founded a nonprofit that's currently at the center of an alleged $250 million fraud investigation currently. So how that works is she has this nonprofit. It specializes in dispersing federal funds. And what happened, there was a huge jump in the pandemic to where they were receiving, I believe the number was about $129 million. And what came out of that allegedly is Amy Bach, along with 48 others, were able to create different nonprofit organization, different organizations where they were able to be perceived or be seen as getting this money to children in need of this of these funding, but instead they were used to purchase allegedly luxury vehicles, personal items. I believe I saw somewhere for Amy Bach, for her partner allegedly receiving $600,000 to his construction company, and she said it was, you know, used to refurbish the building. But if, you know, and then the conversation is, well, why didn't you get a new? So it was, it's a lot of things like that. So yeah, so at the center of this is Amy Bach. But then there's also 48 other folks who were indicted, primarily of the East African communities. And three folks have successfully fled the country. I believe there's two arrests, two were at the airport. And one, this part is kind of hurtful for me, but it's one community independent journalist, like a media, local media journalist, was also involved in that. So, yeah, I kind of want to get, like, I know my initial reactions to this was, this is the biggest in the country. That's why there's so many eyes on it. From a national standpoint, you have CNN, you have all these different national media outlets talking about this, talking about Minnesota within the last 2 weeks. My initial thoughts were, wow, this is really feeding into the narrative that immigrant communities are corrupt, quote unquote corrupt. And we do have an upcoming election happening, and you're already kind of seeing it in the advertisements, kind of people pulling this case apart, which we don't really know the full facts of yet, and kind of using that to fit in to their, to a certain political agenda. So that was my initial response was like, this is going to take a while, and we don't even know the full implications of this. So I was wondering what y'all thought about this as well.
My original thought when I saw it was like, dang, the biggest in the country, and it's here in Minneapolis.
Right.
Like, I feel like whenever Minneapolis in particular, but Minnesota in general, makes national news, it normally ain't the best thing going on. You know, it, like you were saying about the East African community and like the stigma that, you know, may surround them. When I first saw the headline, I just assumed that it was rich white folks, to be honest, because this sounds like a rich white folks thing. Even though it isn't in this particular instance, all I can do, again, what does our little pre thing say? Like, the views and opinions expressed are my own. My own opinion is
I like that,
that
disclaimer.
My
that
own
one.
Opinion Actually. Is that I'm sure there's plenty of white folks who have done similar things that just have not gotten caught. Who have done far worse things that have not gotten caught. And, you know, so again, this is not a time to give grace or not to punish just because they are who they are. However, when it comes to, what is this, white collar crime? Is that what you would classify
it? We could call this a white collar crime.
Right, white collar crime. I think it is a history of white collar crime in this country. And when you are in a position to partake in white collar crime, I think the capitalistic system is one that breeds this type of behavior. So when you are trying to get ahead by any means necessary, that's what people do, whether right or wrong, whether legal or illegal, whether the funds were made for COVID relief and meant to go to the most underserved communities or not. I mean, we see that from people like Brett Favre, you know, and we're talking millions of dollars for welfare people in the poorest state in the nation.
And you're talking about Mississippi, right?
And you're talking about Mississippi, you know. So, yes, it is an atrocity and it is very unethical and shameful what has happened here in Minneapolis. But again, this is the largest one that we know of yet. Mm-hmm. I still feel my own opinion is that we may find some far uglier ones, probably from some white folks, but that's just me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's real messed up because, you know, obviously people could have used the money during these tough times for the last 2 years that we've had. But I also think that, you know, I think it's kind of messed up. It's like when Brad messes up, right? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, Brad committed this white collar crime. But then, like, you know, a bunch of people of color mess up. It's like, so, but these actions, which potentially represent the whole East African community, yeah. How are y'all going to defend yeah. yourselves? Hurry up. Mm-hmm. You know, when Michael Vick, you know, got the dogs fighting, everybody's like running them through the news, ESPN, you know, Brett Favre does it. I haven't heard ESPN, like, you know.
I saw a Snapchat, like, story, whatever, like, they have these little news things. It was about Mike Vick. Like, I'm talking like 2 days ago. I'm like, Mike Vick, he been out of prison. Like, it was talking about Mike Vick's life in prison. I'm like, where's the Brett Favre? Where's the Brett Favre? He's literally taking millions of welfare funds, but we're still talking about Mike Vick. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wish we could get to a point where, you know, if a person of color commits a crime, you know, they're not, you know, representing the whole community, or right. if I speak or something, you know, they're not like, DJ said that the black community feels. And I'm like, nah, DJ just said what DJ felt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like that's one of those things that become hard to tear apart in these type of
cases
with the media, so.
Yeah, I also feel like in these articles that I'm reading too, like there's a fixation on like the details too, where it's like, oh, we have it. Like it feels like almost every person has this profile on them where it's, you know,